got together with the women who run with the Moose last week for our usual girls' night. Dottie was hosting. The menu consisted of a big salad, mac and cheese, and pumpkin spice martinis. Ooh, yowza. For dessert, we had leftover Halloween candy. I had to buy my contribution, of course, because someone, not Charlie, ate all ours. We talked about how kids just don't trick-or-treat like they used to. To be fair, I says, it's probably hard to wear a mask with a helmet on. That got the girls going. Shirley made one of them kitty litter cakes for Halloween for her party at work. What a hoot. You ever see one? Well, check out Shirley's picture. Anyways, it's this cake you make in a kitty litter pan. Really. You melt miniature Tootsie Rolls, shape them to look like you know what, and put them on top. Then you serve it up with a litter scoop. Sounds mouth-watering, doesn't it? Shirley's telling us about the party, and she says, well, I was gonna dress up like little Bo Peep, but since I was bringing the kitty litter cake, it come to me, I should go as a cat. Without skipping a beat, Dottie goes, then did you switch to the regular size Tootsie Rolls? I swear to God, we almost peed our pants. We got laughing so hard. Us girls agreed we're sick of this election business. It always goes on too long, but this one has been especially grueling. There's this poll and that poll, and the ads just seem particularly nasty. Glad it'll be over tomorrow, though some will continue to drag it on, no doubt. So before we start planning who's bringing what for Thanksgiving and putting together Christmas lists, before that jolly old toboggan of holiday fun picks up speed and a few extra pounds, finally coming to a welcome stop on January 2nd. Get out there and vote. We're lucky to live in a country where we can. That's what I'm doing tomorrow. How about you? That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.